Recalculating. Recalculating.
It goes to 1, 2, 3, and
goes T.
Tactical.
Shogun.
Knight.
Prophet.
Oh, yeah.
You are now about to witness
the Lost Boys
podcast.
Oh, you can.
Thank you, everybody, and welcome to the Lost Boys podcast, where we go balls deep into International Women's Day. I'm one of your hosts, Ghost T, and joining me, as always, feminists through and through, Tactical Shogun and Night Prophet. What is up, babes? How we doing?
Yay, estrogen.
Estrogen is just what's up, titties, really, right?
I just started my replacement therapy. Ooh. But there's a W in hormone for some reason. I don't know if the doctor's playing a trick on me or what he's doing. It's
setting you up.
He spelled
no
it
testosterone
wrong.
March. Is that what you're celebrating?
There's definitely no testosterone flowing through this body. I'm eating so much soy that I'm it's coming out of my fucking eyes, dude.
Man, you start to smell
insane.
Like soy.
Are you
I'm
lactating yet?
Like soy. No, not yet, but I'm hoping that if I work hard, you know, and I really apply myself, I can by the end of the month. And if that's the case, then I'm just going to live like this. People are selling breast milk, and you know I'm not vaccinated, so I think I can get a pretty penny for it on the market.
Oh, you got the pure stuff, huh?
The pure classic.
Yeah.
The original formula.
Yeah.
On that forbidden fruit, baby. You know what I'm saying? The original Coke that still had the fucking blow in it. You know? The old
exactly.
Mexican, the glass bottle.
The Mexican
shit.
Coke, yeah, glass bottle. That's it.
Bro. Ooh, muy picante.
Yeah, corn syrup's just fucking everything up.
Corn syrup, let me ask you the question. Why is corn why is it in everything? Why is corn syrup used so much? And then, you know, there's, what's the deal with corn syrup?
So I don't know cheap. So cheap
and
easy.
It's just cheap. As soon as these fucking companies started realizing, holy shit, we can use this fake shit and our profits are going to skyrocket because we don't have to put any money into the product. I mean, not as much.
Obviously. And it takes like very little care compared to like sugar cane. So you don't have to have as many like agricultural workers to take care of it. And just fuck it. It grows like weeds almost, you know?
Good for climate change, right? Fair. I think probably, you know.
What's that?
Not as much affecting the climate with it, so that's good too.
My grandfather grew a lot of sugar cane, and he was just one dying man. So I think Monsanto can figure it out.
Was he really growing sugar cane?
Yeah, I used to eat sugar cane like he would chop it with a machete. And like fucking sharpen it like a pencil almost. Not sharpen it, but you know, you take the fucking thing off. And you just bite on it, you chew it, you fucking get all the nectar out, basically. And then you spit it. You spit the little husk or whatever. And
so what
is
it? Like a little, I don't know. What is
it? Fucking, it's like a
little plant thing. Like a
it's like a tube almost.
It's like a BBC bamboo, right? But then it's like not hollow. It's got like meat inside. And it's the bamboo your girl tells you not to worry about. You know what I mean? It sits there, and then you got to fucking cut it with a machete. It's always a machete.
Was it hard?
Harder than a machete. Yeah, it's very hard outer shell. Okay. You got to fucking husk
it. That's crazy. Okay.
You know, with like a machete again. And then you just take chunks out of it. You bite it. It's very like, you know, the inside's like not soft. It's very fibrous. And you do, it is a little gamey if we're talking in the sense of like a plant.
Raccoon.
You know, as gamey as a plant could be. Did I tell you about the time my grandfather made me kill raccoons to protect his sugar cane?
No, I
told that at work one night. Oh my God, listen to this, dude. So my grandfather came from Cuba, just a little backstory. Fought Castro, did time in prison for being part of the revolution. Some of the stories he told me were fucking insane. Like, they would stand on hilltops with, like, an M1 Garand and two revolvers, and there's, like, eight of them. And the rest of the guys just fucking chucking rocks at these damn commie bastards. And they got, you know? So then he fucking did prison time. He met my grandma, and he fucked her in the prison and then gave her a baby. And I don't know how that worked out. but thank you. And dude, my parents' prison, my grandparents' prison fucking would have made a killing on Chatterbait, by the way.
Oh yeah, baby.
Those sounds are great. And so he came to America, and his dream was to own land enough to build his own little plantation in the back, because he used to be a farm boy, you know.
How much cute. How much land did he have?
So my parents have 3 acres and change, 3 1/4 or something like that.
Okay, that's a good amount.
And so he would take the back and just spend his days in retirement just growing things, and he really had an abundance of stuff back there. And one day, I was like 13, 12, maybe even younger, and there was some bug, you know, some raccoons and shit, like little animals eating at his fucking fruits. Damn fruits and his mangoes and his plantains and his sugar cane. And he goes, yo, I gotta trap some varmint. And so I'm like, all right, let me help you set up the trap. And he buys the trap, you know, the little metal cage that opens up, and it's got a pressure pad inside. And he throws some little fruits and shit in there and goes, we're gonna get these sons of bitches, dude. And the next day, lo and behold, we set it on a Friday night, dude. Saturday morning, bush right by Bushytail. Grandpa, let's go check the thing. Let's go. Well, I'm super excited. I'm like, oh man, yeah, we're gonna see an animal. And there's a raccoon with a baby raccoon. It's a mama and her baby just like trapped in this thing. And they're like, no, they're both, the baby's old enough. It should have the toddler. I'll say it's a toddler. And they're there and they're in their cage, and you know. And we're like, what are we gonna do? And I'm like, where do we release these things? He goes, release them. He goes, into heaven. We're not gonna release him into here. He goes, we trapped it because it's eating all my plants, young man. And I'm like, oh, what do we do? So my dad comes out.
Lessons.
And my dad's like, hey, why don't you just fill the trash can with water and drown him? And then that way it's like, harsher. You know, it's fine. Because my grandpa was like, I'm not gonna shoot these things. We got neighbors. I'm like, well, okay. So then what are we doing? So my grandpa goes, we can't drown them. That's so inhumane. Yeah. He goes, it's insane. He goes, they deserve to die a normal death.
Baseball bat, normally.
So he said, let's hang them. And I go, what?
Oh, no. What? That was last month.
All right, go ahead. I go, what? He goes, yeah, let's hang these things. And I go, okay. So he grabs some electrical wire. And he ties it to the end of a fucking shark fishing hook. Like one of those long poles with a giant hook at the end that you use for shark fishing. And he makes a noose. And he puts the noose, lowers it into the cage, and he goes, I'll get the mom first. And he starts, he tries them a little bit, and the mom won't do it. You know, raccoons are smart little bastards. Finally, he gets
all is coming.
And he fucking... Oh my god, dude! I can't believe I've never told this story.
This is forever engraved in your mind.
I can't believe I've never told this story as long as this podcast we go.
No,
he starts and he catches it finally, and he goes wham, and he lifts it, and the raccoon, being an intelligent animal that it is, because it's not a fucking snail or a snake or something, it just grabs onto the cage and it sticks to the top of the cage so that my grandpa can't do anything. Okay. So my grandpa goes, here, hold this hook. And do not stop applying pressure. And I go, all right. And so I'm trying to strangle this raccoon, but I can't. You know, it's holding onto the cage. So my grandfather walks away as me and this raccoon are just staring at each other, figuring out what the next move is. And then he comes back with a piece of wood and proceeds to beat the fingers of the raccoon that are holding...
This is like a fucking Scar versus Mufasa moment, dude.
He's just wailing at this cage over and over again at the poor fingers of this raccoon until finally it drops, and then it's just hanging. And then he grabs the hook out of my hand and he just starts hanging the raccoon.
Watching all this,
and the baby's just doing whatever. And so after a solid 15 minute battle, the mom's dead. He snaps its neck or whatever. Oof. I don't know what happens. And then we take a minute, and I'm just held back aghast. I'm kind of like, dude, what the fuck is going on? You know, again, I'm like 12. And,
dude, it's time to grow up. It's a miracle you didn't become a serial killer, dude.
It's insane. I think it's because I just I don't know what it was. I mean, I didn't take any joy in doing this. I think it's the
core memory moment.
Right.
But then he goes, "All right, take a minute." He goes, "Go get some water." He goes, "We got another one of these things. We gotta get taken care of here." And I go, "Dude, you're gonna do the kid too?" He goes, "Yeah." Exact scenario.
He goes,
"Let me get it around the neck. I'm gonna get it around the neck. Same thing. Hey, by the way, the baby just saw his mom grab onto the cage. He's gonna give it a damn chance." My grandpa comes right back in with that stick, dude, and it took a lot. It took far less hits on the kid. I'll say that.
God.
And then he gave me the cage, and he goes, "Pick up the cage." And then I just had to sit there and hold the cage while he fished out these dead raccoons and threw them in the trash. And I was like, "Now, how much easier would it have been if you just threw them in the trash earlier and filled it with water? You fucking dope."
There's got to be another way, too. There had to have been something.
Yeah, it's called a 22. It's called a gun.
Yeah, sure. 22.
The problem is that my grandfather's only ever owned a 357 Magnum revolver.
And so just like blow it in half. Like.
Yeah, it would blow the fucking thing open.
Blitz.
And it's crazy. I have that revolver now. I got to shoot it. I want to shoot it. I cleaned it out, and I bought some nice hollow point rounds for it, but I've never taken it out, and I want to.
Oh, yeah, there's some fucking videos of that. We'll throw it up on the stream.
I might catch a raccoon and use it and then try to fucking send it to my grandpa in heaven and go, "This is how it's done, you dummy." You fucking idiot. Rest in peace, my G-paw, dude. I guess that's a crazy fella right there. That's what fucking political war does to you.
Damn.
I guess.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Anyway, what's up with you guys? What are you guys doing?
I can't top that. All right. Thank you, for everybody, for tuning in tonight. We'll see you next week on the Lost Boys Podcast.
Oh, fuck.
Jesus Christ. No, I don't know. You guys still diving into hell?
No, dude.
You're already moved on. You
joined us a little bit,
by the way. And then,
yeah, I'm in and out. I'm like I'm Army Reserves right now. I'm like on the reserves. I do 2 weeks a year, one week in a month. You know, I'll hop in there.
Yeah, reserved. I played once. Tried to do a solo run. I got immediately.
It was not fun at all.
I was like,
Maybe if you have a bunch of shit unlocked, like you can, you know, you can have some fun solo. But early on, nah.
Yeah, and I couldn't find like a planet that had an easy difficulty, or I don't know. I didn't search every single mission or whatever, but. So I think I went on some kind of medium to high difficulty. And yeah, it was just like I was dropped in and immediately swarmed. I could not just get my bearings at all whatsoever. I couldn't escape. I couldn't run fast enough. I didn't have enough stamina. So it was pointless to even try. It was very.
Don't you pick your own difficulty? I think there's a way to pick it.
I don't know. I couldn't find it. I thought it was based on the planet or mission or something.
Yeah, you could pick your difficulty in the main map, but it's not crazy intuitive. You have to hit Q and E to toggle difficulties on the map.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couple things like that you definitely got a learning curve, but overall, the game is still fun. And
Knight's been fucking
crushed. Oh, Knight's, yeah, you platinumed it.
Yeah, that game is
40, I think.
Nah, I'm level 30. I hit 33 today. Today they released the mechs, which...
Talk me into that, please.
Dude, super cool, because yesterday they had a directive for the entire community and said, liberate this planet from the robots. And it was the planet that has the factories for the mechs. So yesterday, they gave us 3 days to do it. We did, the whole community did it in less than 24 hours. And as soon as we liberated the planet, it unlocked the mechs for everybody. So, like, as a community, everybody unlocked this new stratagem, which I thought was like one of the coolest ways to put new content into the game.
That's very fucking dope, dude.
Yeah. Cause I mean, it made me go on and play missions on that planet all day yesterday. And that's like what I did. Super fun, dude. And today, got to play it.
I think it's absolutely brilliant how they do these mass server events, you know, to try to connect everybody, even though you're not really totally connected, you know. That's fucking brilliant.
And it kind of shakes it up, you know, because I was fighting a lot of bugs last week was what I was doing, because the main directive had us on those planets fighting off this bug force. But then, you know, this next week it was like, oh, go fight the robots. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. So I haven't fought the robots in like a whole week. And yeah. I went and did that. And, you know, it was just kind of fun little shakeup. But, and it's way different experience too when you're fighting robots to bugs. I bring so much different equipment.
Yeah, you got to do a totally 100%. Different loadout.
Yeah. But, dude, game's super fun. Net,
bro.
I enjoy the game.
They got a new war bond dropping next week. So that's like their, you know, battle pass thing. So another one's coming out already. It comes out on the 14th. I don't know, dude. I'm going to keep playing for sure.
This is a game that, as long as they keep pumping shit out, I think it's going to be viable for a very long time. I don't think this game's going to, I don't think this is like a, you know, like a, not to compare it because the two aren't really similar, but like POW World where like all the players fell off, you know, obviously it's a different environment. It's a different game altogether.
Yeah.
POW World, I think, is meant to kind of fall off, and this game is going to be continuing to be a service. And if, as long as they keep pumping shit out, bro, they're going to fucking make ducats, brother. Ducats.
Yeah, I think so too.
Fuck yeah.
I've been, here's where I'm at though, right? You guys are spreading democracy and you're doing, you know, you're doing Super Earth's work. You're doing the Lord's work, if you will. But part of success in a nation, in a country, in an empire is not just what we can spread out abroad. It is also what we can do here at home.
Some infrastructure.
And building some infrastructure is very important this day and age, especially when we've got countries like Ukraine and all that stuff that are really having a tough time getting stuff together supply-wise. And I've been playing Construction Simulator on PlayStation 5.
I can't get you off of it, dude. I'm like, oh, shit.
Can I tell you something? What's going on, dude? I really am a lazy Mexican because... if you want to get me off of it, you just got to give me a huge project to do. And I will immediately lose interest.
Did you finish the pool? Did you finish the damn pool yet?
So I finished the pool. So the game starts, right? Okay. You start as like you're helping this guy that owns a construction company. And you meet him and he goes, hey, you know, get this crane truck and bring it over here, this flatbed crane. And pick up some stuff with his crane. And the controls, you know, you got to start learning how to use the joysticks and stuff like that with certain machines. Like, I've never used a crane before in real life. So, whatever. I'm learning, doing it. Takes me a little bit. But I get it. Originally, I downloaded the trial for this game to show my son. It was a 2-hour trial. And I started playing it like that. And, you know, I did that. And then... he goes, hey, go dig a hole with this backhoe. Go take this backhoe. It's a loader. A backhoe is a loader, wheel loader with an excavator arm in the back. You can put some outriggers down, and it's kind of like a dual machine. It's not very big, but, you know, you can use it for small projects, stuff like that. So then it tells you how to use it, and backhoe controls are different from real-life excavator controls. Like, in real life, a backhoe and an excavator, even though they do the same thing, kind of, they control differently. And so I was having some trouble. You know, I'm not used to backhoe controls. So I'm like, oh man, this is fucking tough, whatever. Then he goes, all right, well, you help me with these two projects, take my company and make it your own, you know? And so you have a truck and a backhoe and you basically start, you got to rent equipment. You got to fucking bid on projects. You got to fucking do whatever. And, eventually
your wheelhouse, brother,
you know, I'm in there. So eventually I started renting equipment and I got a project to build a house and it was like $500,000 in my pocket if I build it.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh man, now you have to pay for materials and you have to go and stuff like that. I had to go
you get
rent
advanced.
You do get advanced. So like the more you complete each portion, each project is split into portions. And then if you complete portion one, you'll get $200,000. And if you complete portion two, they give you $150,000. It's kind of like building a real house because that's how it works when like you build a house. You know, your builder gets X amount and then he uses that money to pay his guys and build and do whatever. And then when he finishes what he's doing with that amount, he asks the bank for more and then the bank gives him more. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. That's how it works. IRL. So it's nice to see it carry over.
Property.
However, I get this house. You know, I got to go get a cement truck. I rent a cement truck. I got to go to the plant, fill it up, pay for the fill up, come back. I got to lay cement. Then I got to fucking put some rebar, get some rebar with a crane, unpack it, do the whole thing. It's not as intuitive, right? Like, you're not getting off and doing the manual labor, but you're always in a machine. Then he starts excavating the property. I gotta go get a big old excavator, dude, and I gotta dig this pool out, you know? And the excavating does take
a little bit. Is it fun, though?
It sounds
kind of tedious. Okay.
It's tedious. it sounds like work.
It sounds tedious.
It's a simulator game, but if you're into that specific thing,
I'm into it.
Thing,
it's relaxing.
There's something
relaxing about it. I've never been, you know, I game hardcore all the time.
Helldivers,
Elden Ring, Tarkov. I'm always on edge. And then I go to work.
Casual. And then I'm in my lane. All right. Down.
And sometimes it's nice to just slow down and relax.
Right?
And when I got the excavator, you'll be happy to know, the sticks control exactly the way an excavator does in real life. So I'm cycling, dude. When the excavator comes in, I'm him, dude. I'm throwing dirt on the goddamn neighbor's yard. I don't give a shit. I'm just getting this pool excavated as shit. And,
do they have a controller set up that you can get the
I would love to get the sticks.
No, like the whole set. Yeah, like a giant.
I was able to get sticks. So I learned on an excavator.
Set up a room.
Back in my job, we had a simulator that was a giant, like, TV.
I remember you talking about
flipped
that.
Sideways. And it was on one of those chairs that would move, and you had the controls and shit. That's how I learned at first. And then I got into a real one. I got confident enough to get into a real one. And, you know, my son will come over to the fucking job and freak out.
Pick him up
into a big excavator. Room. No, you're crazy. I take the fucking excavator. We go dig some dirt in the back or whatever. It's fun. It's so it controls the same. So I'm moving and grooving, feeling like daddy. Now let me tell you where I hit a wall, because I did hit a wall.
Ooh, bad. How much did that cost?
No.
Repair.
No.
Well, I don't know.
Mean, I hit a wall like a stop. Okay. So I got a project to pave a road. And I'm literally just going back and forth paving a road. And that's all fine. I got Spotify on my PlayStation. I'm listening to podcasts. I listen to a fucking Mud Baby Roo or somebody, you know?
Really yeah, set the tone. Big up.
And then I go, and they go, hey, we're going to give you a $5 million contract. Sweet daddy. Are you kidding me? Man. $5 million? I've been working for $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000. $5 million? Let's get after it. All right, you got to build this, this storage facility. All right, cool. Bulldoze this entire area. And there's a lot of area I had to bulldoze. But, you know, it took me about 30, 45 minutes maybe. And I did it. I did it perfectly fine, listening to fucking Tony Robbins or whoever. And Tim Robbins, I don't know who it is.
I was giving you inspirational,
motivational workout
stuff.
And then I go, and he goes, you okay, now excavate it. So I'm like, all right, no problem, bro. I'm fucking daddy long legs over here. I'm going to fucking excavate this shit out of this. So I excavate for 40 minutes straight and got 1% of the property excavated.
Bro,
all right, I don't think I'm going to come back to this right now. I don't see
this. There's got to be shortcut or something. Is this where you go to the Home Depot to hire some Mexicans?
You have to get better excavators or something?
I wanted to. No, I got the biggest excavator they have. I was hoping they'd have like a real big excavator. They only have like a 300 class excavator, which is not very big. It's like a mid-size excavator. You can't hire any Mexicans. You can't hire laborers. I bought a bunch. I started renting a bunch of excavators, thinking I could maybe fill them with people. Now, negative. You're one man.
Jesus Christ.
So now I just got one excavator sitting across from another one. It's just staring at me, and I'm paying rent on it. And I go, fuck. And so I'm like, all right, well, what do I do here? So I see there's a skip option. But if you skip, you only get a certain percentage of the draw. And the percentage I would have gotten at 1% excavation completed is $100,000 out of $4 million for that one section, dude.
Man,
so I mean, they're really paying you for excavating, but God bless, I don't have the time, dude. So I just stopped, and I've been playing Elden Ring since.
Too grindy.
Yeah, it's too much, dude.
It sounds like a lot. Yeah, you really, really, really.
It was fun for a little bit. It was really it.
I get the relaxing thing though. I just, you know, played that fishing game like a month or two ago. Same type of thing. I fish in real life. You know, the game was nothing super special, but I just like logged on because I could just kind of shut everything off and not have to, like you said, be on edge all the time, because I'm always playing something intense, I guess.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was a nice change of pace. Yeah. But I'm over it.
Over it? All right, over cool. It. Come back to democracy, baby.
I'm trying to balance that, too. But yeah. I gotta be honest with you, dude. Elden Ring is so fucking... I'm so hyped for this DLC. And I really want to play this Spellblade that I'm playing. This Sword Sage, actually, is the class that I'm playing. It's a little faith Swords. Intelligence build. And I'm kind of hitting right now. I'm kind of fucking in a groove. I'm in a zone. And
you're in it again.
I just feel it. I feel it. I feel it in my fucking bones. I'm playing at lunch. I'm taking my Steam Deck to lunch. And I'm praying to God that somebody gives me a reason to take an extra 15, dude, so I can go up there and just knock it out for 45 minutes. I'm scarfing my food down. I'm choking, you know, and I can't breathe. And then I'm just running it, dude. It's so good. So good.
So are you just rushing to get to Moog because that's where you unlock the DLC? And then are you going to try to do stuff in the DLC and bring it back into the main game? Or are you trying to complete a playthrough and then start the DLC?
No, I'm going to complete the playthrough and then I'm just going to leave that character there chilling. I'm going to find whatever
items. Ready for the DLC? Okay.
Supposedly, the DLC is going to be favorable to holy damage because the end game... of Elden Ring, a lot of the enemies are resistant to holy damage because they're all basically embodiments of holiness, you know? And so it's the worst damage in the fucking game towards the end of the game. And this DLC is going to change that, supposedly. That's the rumor. So I really want to build, like, this just incantation bomb, bro. And I've seen, like, some of the holy incantations you could do are really cool. And I think it would be cool to look dope and then also have a viable damage type to take into this DLC. I don't want to just do bleed and that fucking easy shit that I did last time, because that's kind of like the beginner class that everybody used was a samurai, and then everybody specced into bleed, and then, like, you know, it was all about the proc and all that. But I want to be able to play like a mage or a fucking somebody else, you know, like
for sure.
Power. Quality or whatever. I don't know. I'm really into it. And then obviously there's so much to do that I can pick it up, go get like a staff or set myself up to like do something, give myself a goal and accomplish it in that 30 minutes that I play during lunch. And then that's fine. And then I'll come over here and play it in bed on the Steam Deck. The Steam Deck is clutch. I'm getting so much use out of the Steam Deck lately.
Hey, that's good.
I'm glad because I was about to fucking kill myself for buying it. I was really, gathering dust for a little bit. It was right there with my Nintendo Switch.
It'll go through phases, I guess. Pick it up and put it down.
You go through phases? You got to get into emulation with it. You really got to turn that thing into a little emulation baller. Because that's fun, too. My son is playing Pokemon Leaf Green, which is a Game Boy Advance game that I used to play.
And it's a real
fucking mind trip.
That's dope, bro.
To watch him just hang out and play. And, like, you know, he'll ask me for what to do. I have to tell him basically everything to do because he's not old enough yet to be, like, problem solving like that. But it's just refreshing to see.
It's
starting. Yeah. It's great. So, you know.
That's how getting my girls to play, like, Super Mario, or we break out the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo Classic and just playing some of those games with them and seeing them actually enjoy it. It's like crazy as fuck.
Yeah.
It was our origin. It was our in.
It was our origin, you know. It's curious a full circle.
Fucking crazy. I was actually emulating some shit. I got into some PS2 games that I haven't played, actually. Well, I did play a little Tony Hawk just to play it, because always got to throw some Tony Hawk in there. But no, SSX 3 and Ratchet and Clank. Those are games that I never played. I know they've gone on to have a good life, or else they're really well-rated games. And the one that surprised me the most, because SSX Tricky was like probably one of my favorite like sports games, if you want to put it like that, or racing type of games.
Uh-huh.
So SSX 3 was so much better than I thought. I think I played one after Tricky that I did not like whatsoever, and so I just, like, turned away from the SSX franchise. But then 3, oh my god, I'm shocked that I didn't play this back then, and I'm fucking loving it. It's so good.
I was a big fan of those back in the day.
I would say definitely hunt that one down if you haven't played, or just to jump in and play it some more. Fucking great.
I I do enjoy those games. There's something special about that PS2 era.
PS2 was, I mean, so amazing.
A lot of the games. Yeah, a lot of the games were so innovative. I feel like a lot of people weren't afraid to take a chance the way they are now. Can I say that? Because now it's all indie developers taking a chance. But back in the day, the big boys used to take chances. They used to be able to push the fucking boundaries and, like, make these games dope. Games like SSX and fucking whatever. ATV Off-Road Fury I played a while ago. Ace Combat, dude. Ace Combat 04. Blazing Skies or whatever the fuck. Shattered Skies. Is insane for a game that came out 20 years ago. Insane.
I'm going to get that one. Plus, doing the emulation on the PC, because I love the way it upscales the graphics.
Yes,
I think I have the perfect setting right now that just makes me really want to go back to some of these games, too, and try them. And another one I did try was Final Fantasy, was it 10 that was on PS2 or something that people were raving about?
Yes, that's one of my favorite games of all time.
I'm sorry, I can't do it, man. It's just, I think it's the turn base of the time that just turns me off. And it was chess, like, just getting into the game was such of a long narration. It feels like I'm missing out. Like, there's characters and stuff happening that I'm like, what? Because, like, the main guy, I think you're supposed to know him from the other Final Fantasies, right?
No, you're not, dude. Final Fantasy X is its own thing. No, he's
like some superstar soccer player or something.
You learn as it goes on, dude.
Oh, well, the way it introduced it kind of felt like this was a continuation. So that threw me off. And then jumping right into these battles, I was like, man, I don't know.
It's insane. He starts off as a blitzball player. So he's the best blitzball player on the best team. That's the game.
I should know what that is.
It's like a water polo. I know. I was like,
that's a weird looking soccer ball. I don't know.
It's like a water polo hockey thing. It's like this giant sphere that comes up. They make this floating sphere of water, and then these guys are just swimming in it, holding their breath for an hour at a time for whatever. They're doing the old Dave Blaine back in like 2010 when he tried to do that. I held my breath for 2 days. Or whatever. That's basically what it is. Yeah, I'm sure. He also fucking steal all of Chris Angel's shit? Is what Chris Angel's been saying?
I don't know. I thought it was the other way around, because Chris Angel came out after him, didn't he?
Did he? I don't know.
It was David Copperfield, then it was Blaine, and it was Chris Angel.
And then Angel, David
Copperfield. That's classic magic, bro.
They call him David Copperfield.
It was boom. Besides being a classic book that has nothing to do with the magician, he was a magician in the late 80s, early 90s. He was the one who made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Who's the guy that died doing a trick? Was that Houdini?
Yeah. Or no.
Didn't he die? No. Lock himself into a safe and throw it in the ocean and then fucking.
No, I don't think so.
No, Houdini died.
Punched in the stomach, right, or something like that. Am I thinking of the right guy?
Yeah, if he died from getting a punch in the stomach,
on the street, it was fucked up. It was like the worst way for a guy to die. It was so fucked up. I think it was.
I don't think it's the worst. I think it's the pussiest, for sure. I'd rather trip and fall down a set of stairs than some dude punch me in the gut and then I keel over on the street.
He died from appendicitis.
Oh my god, appendicitis.
That's a bad way to go.
That's worse than the stomach punch, I think. Never mind.
Yeah, but was it from I swear it was a punch in the stomach from some. I remember reading something.
Yo, if punching people in the stomach could give you appendicitis, I need to. I need to be careful.
Yeah, it said his appendix exploded. Mm-hmm. They removed it, but the poison from the ruptured appendix was already in his bloodstream.
It was a different time, too. You know, when did Houdini die? What year was that? 48?
26.
26. On Halloween,
100. It was 98 years ago, dude.
Holy fucking shit.
Houdini. I remember 26, bro.
God bless, dude. Ghost, what was the infrastructure like back then?
How much did you buy your house for back in 26, dude?
Ghost just bought $5
pickles and a goat. It was wild.
It's so funny, dude.
Fucking won it at a carnival.
Instead of a goldfish. Yeah,
exactly. Wow. You get a five-bedroom house.
You guys missed those times.
Five-bedroom, eight-bath. Yeah. Why are there so many bathrooms? What if you stink one up?
The outhouses. They have bathrooms?
Yo, I would love to see Ghost. You know what I want to see? Because you live up in Pennsylvania. I would love to see you in an Amish community.
That's why I go to the Amish community. You mean, living in the community?
I just being a part of it, maybe contributing and, like, you know, taming a horse or
it'd be turning
butter. Or
I don't think I
making
can do
a table.
Making a table, creating a table,
bro.
No, you can do it, dude.
I mean, I would adapt eventually, but it'd be a tough, change this late in life.
Well, you are
at 82 or whatever,
an 87 or whatever.
Yeah. Wait, 26.
You
got to
be at least 100 something.
You got to be at least 98.
True, we're on 20. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that you is almost 100.
You yeah, want a house?
I'm
in
not the greatest at math. Okay.
Yeah, you have 26, to at least have been
102.
Yo, I'll tell you what, those Chinese ladies ain't got shit on you, dude. You look fantastic for 102.
Thanks, man.
All those fucking Chinese ladies that look like discount handbags got nothing on my little Italian stallion over there.
It's all that olive chrome.
Oh, my God. Adrenochrome. Olive oil. Egad.
That's a secret.
You're doing a Pizzagate over there.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, bro, to survive in this modern culture.
Ghost has been ordering a lot of Wayfair lately, I've noticed.
It's a good company.
Right. He just keeps bragging about it in the Discord.
And the Balenciaga, whatever it's called.
Balenciaga?
Yeah.
Balenciaga. Yeah, it's a good company, too.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't know what's going on. What else is going on, dude? I haven't really been doing anything other than... Oh, you know what, actually? I'm sorry. And I'll shut the fuck up now after this. But I want to point you on to the show, Night specifically. I don't think Ghost is going to watch
it. I'm not going to watch it.
But HBO Max has a fucking show that they just released called Ninja Kamui. And it's
I saw the thumbnail for it.
Doggy.
How you spell it?
It's a N-I-N-J-A.
All right, I got that.
Careful.
Careful.
And Kamui is K-M-U-I.
Oh, okay.
Yo, so it's a guy that, I'm going to spoil some of the first episode off rip, but it's a
guy
that it's basically a ninja John Wick, where the ninja come after this guy that is no longer a ninja, and they kill his family. And him, but then he comes back to life in the hospital at the morgue.
As you do. Sure.
As you do. Because they didn't cut his head off or anything. They just stabbed him in the back.
That's a classic trope, right? That's like that
classic trope.
Took that trope, too.
And then he decides that he's going to take exact his revenge on these people. And there's, like, government entities involved and like secret groups and like a giant corporation that's like Facebook that creates all the technology that involved and dog. You got to team up with like a cop. It's crazy. It's a crazy show. It's releasing weekly and it's only on episode 4 right now. It's a new show, but I'm going to watch it weekly because I've already started it and it's that good that I couldn't
hold
off. I watched the first 4. Or I watched the first 2, and I was like, I got to watch the next 2. I don't fucking care I got to wait a week now. So I'm into it. The fighting, I'll post a video of a fight scene or something that's like early on in the Discord, and you guys make your own choice. But I think it looks fucking insane, dude. The art style is not, it's like an old, it gives you like 2000s art style vibe almost. And the you know, it's bloody, it's gory. I'm all in. Big dick in my butt. It's great.
Weeby? Cool.
No, it's not weeby at all. I haven't seen a single weeb thing yet. I'm telling you, it's like that 90s, early 2000s style where like it's before they got all the big eyes and gay tails or whatever and everybody had
ears and shit.
Yeah, yeah. None of that dumber shit.
It's like Afro Samurai style.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
100%. Oh, that's lit.
I fuck with that style.
That was some shit.
I'm going to post a video of it, and then you guys decide. But give it a shot.
I will. Speaking of anime, I actually went down a little rabbit hole this week. Had some coworkers, younger kids, and I asked them if they were like into anime and shit like that, because they, you know, we had like talked about video games and stuff, and they said, yeah. So they pointed me in the direction of one in particular, and it was called Spirited Away. And it's like a Studio Ghibli anime, and it's a movie, so it's a two hours long. It's not a show, like a long show with a bunch of different episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard and of this. This was popular, I think.
I think so, yeah. So I think it's considered one of the best like animes ever, and in particular, like the director, his name is I'm probably gonna butcher it, but it's Hayao Miyazaki. And a few masterpieces under his belt. So I ended up watching like three of his animes this week. So I watched Spirited Away, I watched Howl's Moving Castle, and then another one was My Neighbor Totoro. But these are some of these are old. Damn. I think My Neighbor Totoro was like from 80s or some shit like that. So yeah, it was like really old. These are oldies. Yeah. But Spirited Away was my favorite. And it kind of reminds me of Labyrinth. And that was like one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. Oh, okay. It's like this little girl kind of like stumbles into like a fever dream and meets all these crazy characters. And, you know, it's just like the Labyrinth. Like she's Alice like kind Wonderland of on,
kind of thing
on search to free her parents instead of like, you know, in Labyrinth, she's like on a path to free her brother. It's kind of like that, dude. So she like kind of just stumbles into this crazy like Japanese spirit world. But it was a really cool watch, dude. For 2 hours, I was entertained, and I can understand why people say this guy like has made anime masterpieces. It was a cool story for sure. It's got like witches and spirits, and it was pretty sweet. Like a lot of different crazy characters.
But, what exactly? Sorry, I lost my train of thought because I was looking at some of the pictures of this. What is what's up with all the wacky characters? Is she like, are all these characters figments of her imagination, or what's this the dealio here?
That's probably a spoiler.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really want to get into like, you know, what and why they are, I guess. But yeah, it's a fun watch. Right, I'll say it's a good movie. What? I watched it. It was on HBO Max, or I guess shit. Max is what they call
That's good.
It. So I watched all three of these on Max.
I gotta watch that.
I got it too.
I also enjoyed the Howl's Moving Castle. That was also pretty good too. And I was surprised because one of the main characters is voiced by Christian Bale. And I was like, oh shit, dude. Like Christian Bale was doing some like anime bangers back in the 90s. I think this one was from the 90s. But yeah, that was also super fun. It was just
good too.
It's kind of like a little steampunk world, and just another crazy adventure. Witches, wizards, magic, you know, Japanese fantasy. It was sweet, dude. I enjoyed all three of them. It was
Weeby?
Yes, Weeby. But like, I guess probably say in a way, like before Weeby became like cringe. You know, like this was like the foundation
something that went downhill. People copied and made it worse, and then it got
exactly
to be a horrible trope. At that point,
it was bearable for me because normally I like the more adult style where they don't have like the crazy, you know, emotional reactions and animations to their faces and their eyes and all that stuff. Like I love like Afro Samurai or Blue Eye Samurai. That kind of stuff is just a little bit more serious. In terms of the animation, but it was bearable, and I enjoyed it, you know. But yeah, cool little old school stories for sure. It was interesting. I think this is like something the purists talk about, like Studio Ghibli, old school Studio Ghibli.
100%. Yeah, those kinds of animes are pretty much staples. Which, by the way, shout out to Akira Toriyama, died at 68.
I was gonna bring that up. Okay. Yeah, Jesus, fuck. My dude at work was like heartbroken over this shit.
I'm fucking binge this weekend. About it all day.
Yeah,
I've been talking to all these 40-year-olds at my job that don't even know what Dragon Ball is. 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds. I'm like, yo, did you know Akira Toriyama died? They go, what the fuck did you just call me?
That's exactly what happened to me, bro. Did you hear Akira? No, my dude said that to me, and I was like, oh, that sucks, man. He's like, you don't know who that is, dude. I'm like, not a clue. And then he schooled me, and then I felt bad.
Dude, because he's like influential. One of the most influential fucking animes of all time, dude.
Yeah,
responsible for my childhood.
Dang.
It's insane.
I put it in the news.
Did you?
Yeah, because, well, one thing I didn't realize about him, because I'm not a huge Dragon Ball fan, and, like, you know, like, this is out of my wheelhouse talking about these three animes I watched this week even. So I put it in the news because I didn't realize that he was responsible for Dragon Quest and Chrono Trigger, which are considered, like, two of the most, you know, influential JRPGs in video game history. You know, like, essentially, we have POW World now because of Dragon Quest, you know, and he was involved
in the creation, like, he was
the character creation in particular. So he inspired Pokemon, because Pokemon stole from Dragon Quest,
really,
in terms of, like, their character creation. And so, you know, you could say he was responsible for Pokemon and POW World, stuff like that. But
he could sue Nintendo?
Not anymore. rest in peace, dude. Yeah, rest in peace.
Maybe yesterday he could have. Thanks.
But, and I know I'm not a JRPG fan, but I know a lot of people consider Chrono Trigger, like, one of the best games ever created. I hear that being tossed around as, like, a GOAT game from back in the day.
Definitely so, talk about that. All right.
Yeah.
I gotta play it. Oh, man, dude, it's a good time. Anime is all right sometimes, dude, you know? The new shit is really a problem. But
it's hit or miss.
It's more miss than hit.
You gotta dig a little harder to find the good stuff.
Dig a little harder, dude.
Yeah.
I hope one of you guys gives this Ninja Kamui a chance, because it's a fucking crazy show. I'm gonna post a video right now.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
I might
I'm gonna give it a shot.
How many more episodes you said?
I don't know how many more there are.
But you said there's four right now.
There's four right now. They'll release another one on Sunday night.
Okay. All right.
Because they're coming out on Saturdays on Adult Swim. You can actually watch it on Adult Swim if you want.
Okay.
So I think that's how the thing is releasing. I just posted it in the TV movies channel. It's half of a trailer, and then the other half is the director being interviewed, so just don't watch the second half of the thing, because I don't know if they're spoilers or whatever. I don't know, man. You know what? You guys ever watch Curb? Your Enthusiasm?
Yeah, bro. I used to watch
it. I never have, no.
Can I tell you something, Knight? I think you would fuck with that, too, as us comedy fellas, you know, us stand-up guys here.
Did you watch Seinfeld, Knight?
I can't. No, I fucking
no, won't I didn't.
Do it. It was from the 80s. That's too old. That's too old. I can't go that far back, bro. But
it was just Curb, something my parents weren't into.
It's not, I don't know why. What's the deal with that? You know, whatever
you say. Very Jewish. It's very, you know, I don't know.
It wasn't on my family rotation, you know.
You got it.
But most shows, I still would recommend to go back and try.
Okay.
Especially if you're digging Curb Tack, because
Curb's fucking
that's
hilarious.
That's what it came from. That's what it came from.
Curb's hilarious. Just how he finds himself in these, like, fucking situations up that, like, he's trying not to be in, right? Larry David, and it's like his life as Larry David, and he's like Jerry's, you know, he's got all the money from his Seinfeld creation, but, like, he just hangs out. He's married to Cheryl Hines in the show. And, which, that's Robert Kennedy's girl, dude. He better not fucking make a move on her. I don't care if this episode aired in 2001. You better relax. Fucking respect.
But, for real? I didn't know that.
Yo, he's going through... Yeah, they're married as hell. And and it's just so funny, dog. Like, the first episode, it starts with him talking to his wife. And he's like, yo, look at this flap. Look at my pants. It looks like I've got a fucking... I got a 5-inch tent I'm pitching here. It's just the fabric. People are going to think I'm hard. She goes, no one's going to think that. Like, people know that, like, fabric just happens. So then the fucking episode goes on. He goes to the movies with, like, some friend. And some friend of his wife's, right? Like, a friend of his wife calls the house, and she volunteers her and him to go to a movie together to get him out of the house or whatever. She goes, she's like, he gets into an argument with somebody at the theater, and then this lady's friend is, like, rubbing his arm, and then she looks down and sees his fabric is bricked up, dude. So then she's, like, looking at him uncomfortable, like, god damn, dude, you're my fucking, like,
why is he getting
my friend's husband, why are you getting so hard over here? And it's just little things that happen like
it
that.
It is, it's perfect.
You know, I'm a fan of a callback. If there's one thing I love, it's a good callback, and this show has so many, like, you'll see so many callbacks in one episode that it is hilarious. It's just so funny. It's so well written. I'm on season two right now.
Oh, nice.
Because I've had to slow down watching it because of work. I watched season one in like a day.
The fuck yeah, dude. And they, and they're all just like, I mean, they're the classic show night, just where the guy just, he's kind of an asshole regardless, but shit just nonstop goes wrong, and it's just hilarious each time. When he tries to do the right thing, it always gets misinterpreted, and it's just, it's crazy, but it, yeah, it's hilarious. Larry David. I think this is the final season he's doing.
Yeah, they're doing the final season right now. Season 12 is the last one, which I'm going to watch all of them.
Yeah, it's a good time to get into it.
Yeah. Anyway. Anything else? Anything else you guys been doing? I don't want
to
keep
you. I'm on to season two of Preacher, and I am still definitely digging that show. Knight, I would say check it out again or dip into season two. Cause I'm just curious about what like changes were in the comic that might have even turned you off. But I'm really liking how everything is going so far right now. He's being chased by the spirit of killers, the fucking cowboy guy.
The cowboy, the old Western dude.
He's never so giving up and shit. Sick. Yo, he is. It's crazy. He doesn't speak much, and he's just fucking hunting this motherfucker down through every town, him and his crew.
He's like a nemesis in Resident Evil, where he's like always chasing you, and he seems like unbeatable, and you're like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
and they just barely escape every time, and it's just some crazy shit. And he's gunning down everybody else like they're nothing, like whole teams. Like, there was this part where they're in some, you know, like Midwestern towns or whatever. I forget where the show's actually taking place. Texas, maybe, I believe.
Takes place in Texas, but they go to Louisiana. Yeah. They go to Georgia. They go to different places, I think.
Louisiana, you're right. But they visit these people to try to protect them from this cowboy. So they're all jumping out there. I'm talking about like a posse of like 20, 30 guys, and they're in the street. Everyone's armed, shooting at this cowboy. They knock him down. They think they won for a second. He just comes back up, and he's just knocking them all down one by one. Everyone's trying to run. He's still killing everybody regardless. It is great. I'm really digging it. I think they have four seasons of this. So I'm like almost halfway, I think, through season two. So it won't take too much longer for me to finish it and give you a full recap. But Preacher, right, man, I'm digging it. Dude. Shocked
the Saint of Killers. What is he? What is he? I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought he looked. I didn't think he'd look like a guy.
Yeah. He looks like a cowboy. Power, he just looks like a big cowboy. His power is he's like indestructible and he's very good with.
He's like
the
Grim Reaper, dude.
If he definitely has that vibe, yeah, he has a Grim Reaper vibe. He might be the Grim Reaper because this show's all about like. They're trying to find God now because God wasn't in heaven and all this shit. And there's these two like angel bounty hunters that are trying to get this secret weapon back. The one that's possessing the preacher to make him, to give him the power of his speech. Whatever he wants to tell people to do, they have to do it.
Fucking believe they do.
It gets deep.
Yeah, and just the villains in this, I'm telling you, dude, it's the villains, top notch. Oof. So good. Like I think the first season they did it pretty well too, was the guy that owned the meat plant.
Oh my god, yeah, the bald guy. Yeah. When he brings oh my god, and that was one near the end of the first season, minor spoiler here, but he gets this little gang of guys to try to storm the church so that they could get the preacher out and burn down the church and destroy it. But he's in there with a sniper rifle. One guy, just the preacher, and he's fending everybody off. Bah, 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 bah. He shoots this one guy's dick off. I'll just say that. And it's the funniest fucking scene I've ever seen in a TV show in a long time. The way the guy reacts to how his dick just got shot off. That's all I'll say. I won't get too deep. I mean, that might be too much of a spoiler already, but it's hilarious. That was one of the funniest little scenes.
Does he pick it up off the ground and like put it in his mouth or something?
Nah, but he's holding it and he's just not acting like his dick just got shot off, but he comments on that too. It gets a little meta and it's very funny. Very funny.
Yeah, crazy characters like Arseface.
Oh my God! Yeah. There's a lot of wild
holes in the mouth.
He has a butthole for a mouth. Yeah.
There's reason for it too, but it's all. He looks so fucked up. They did a good job with the makeup and everything, and I really like the way how they did the cowboy, the Saints of Killers in season two. Like, he's menacing and everything. They seem to have created him very well in the TV show. So it does make me want to go through the books though, and I might have to, after I watch it, I think, now that I'm already doing it this way, then I'll go back, check the comics out, see the comparisons and everything.
So good. That's really good.
One of your tops.
Comic books. Yeah. I mean, just Garth Ennis in general, I loved his stuff, man. His old Punisher shit was awesome. Yeah. Loved Hellblazer, like I was talking about, Constantine. He did some really cool, like, I guess, like, good and evil that blurred the lines. You know what I mean? It was like a bunch of whole gray area in terms of good and evil. I love
it. He seems to have that little philosophy in there. Makes you question things a little bit. He gets a little deep and plays around with conventional thoughts on things like religion and stuff. So it's very, very fun.
And he makes you love some of the bad characters just as much as the good characters, which is also, like, just great writing.
Very important.
Yeah,
it is
storytelling,
that deep character development and everything. I'm a big fan of the character development. Can't stop it. I love it. I don't know, but that's pretty much all I've been watching. I saw there was going to be you guys might have some commentary on this. Did you see there's going to be a Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson now fight? How do you think this is going to play out at all?
Fucking ass. Dumb.
I'm not excited
just to
for
get
this.
People bringing in money. But do we think Mike Tyson has the fight in him still?
I
do they not even care?
I don't think there's many great outcomes to this, you know, in as a fight fan, like, I think so, because you're matching up with like an older retired guy, but he is considered
weird, dude.
Yeah, but I mean, he still trains and he still looks good, so it just it's not a great like win for anybody, honestly. I mean, if Mike Tyson crushes him, it would be the best outcome.
Right, that's what I'm hoping for. But I think that's going to be
be the best outcome, and it would still be like, I mean, would it be something out of the norm? No, and that's the best outcome. You know, there's nothing really thrilling about it. But,
I don't know.
I think
people are still leaning toward Mike.
I tell you, I don't think that. First of all, I think. I'll go on record and say I think, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think Jake Paul is going to annihilate this fucking guy because,
I mean, youth is a big thing, dude. Especially
in
sports.
Hitting the bags is one thing, bro, but you're talking about going 8 rounds with a kid that obviously trains. Jake Paul trains. There's no mistaking it, whether he fights, you know, vets and, you know, homeless people or whoever. If he fights fucking people that he only knows he's going to beat, whatever, that's a different conversation. But you can't take away from the fact that he trains and he has form and he knows what he's doing. He's not a professional, but he knows how to fight.
Yeah.
And he's a young kid. He's in shape. He's got all the fucking money. He's got more money than God. Okay. So he can afford to do all these crazy therapy. And not that Mike Tyson doesn't have these things, but Mike Tyson is a 60-year-old man. And watching him fight Roy Jones Jr. was fucking sad, bro. It was sad to watch.
Well, even back with Holyfield, he had to fucking bite him just to get the shit going.
Well, that's, I mean, I, you know,
that was
there. That's a little different, though, because Holyfield was a fucking real, like, formative genius when it came to, like, just his tact and his ability to maintain, you know, distance and
calm
collectedness and strategize in the thing. I don't think Jake Paul
the bite on the ear, too, was in response to Holyfield headbutts.
Yeah,
that was really what it was.
Yeah, it was more of a desperation play. No,
Holyfield was really sneaky about when they would get in close with dirty boxing, he would headbutt Tyson.
Really,
and Tyson just lost his temper, as we all know, the crazy Mike Tyson from the fucking 90s. He just lost his temper. Yeah, dude. I mean, I remember where I was for sure. I was at my aunt and uncle's house. We were watching it live on HBO.
Yeah, I remember.
Were you really? That's crazy.
We watched every boxing match, dude, back in the day.
I watched that.
So
that was like our
family
thing.
Anytime I go to like a governmental building, like a DMV or Social Security office, if I got to update some documents or the courthouse, whatever, I always end up watching Mike Tyson reruns in those buildings only for whatever reason.
What? It's
And
like a trigger for you for some reason.
It's just a trigger. Well, because I just, you know, I want to watch somebody beat the fucking, I want to watch somebody take a Mack truck in their hand and just destroy somebody's head, dude. And that's what
there was nothing like it, dude.
There's nothing like it. And yeah. At the time, especially, like, it was so unheard of, you know.
You tuned in for every single one.
And he was a behemoth, dude. You listen to Teddy Atlas talk on Rogan about his early days with Tyson, and just the guy was like 150 at like 13. They used to have to put him to fight the fucking 18-year-olds and 17-year-olds when he was like 12, 13, because nobody believed that he was 12, 13. Yeah. And so he would have to fight older guys, 16, 17, 18, and he would win.
Man, I'm rooting for you, Mike.
But that's not him anymore, bro. He's 60 years old.
And that's why I'm saying.
Why is he agreeing to this?
He doesn't have eight.
The outcomes suck, dude.
Yeah.
Because if Jake wins, then he crushes a lot of people's favorite fighter of all time. And, you know, it's not going to make him fans. Like, he's going to be a villain if he beats Mike Tyson. But then if Mike Tyson beats the fuck out of him, we'll all be like, yeah, well, you know, of course, you know, Mike Tyson's the GOAT. Like, and it's not going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's not.
But again, he's shitty fight, dude. 60, dude.
Yeah.
He's 60 years old. Why are we fighting a 60-year-old man? Go fight Francis Ngannou. Go fight Ryan Garcia. Go fight somebody who fucking fights. Just for Sean Strickland. Go fight somebody. Yo, Strickland versus Nico was still. I showed somebody at work today. Insane. Fight Sean Strickland. That. Get in the MMA ring and fight somebody that's in their goddamn prime.
Yeah, I'm ordering the card tomorrow. One of the best UFC cards coming out all year.
Who's fighting this weekend? I haven't been keeping up with UFC, admittedly, the past few weeks at all, like ever.
Tomorrow, the main fight is Sugar Sean O'Malley versus Chito Vera. And Chito Vera is like one of my favorite fighters.
Yeah,
so,
you're a big Chito guy. But I'm sure a nice Sugar Sean fan, too.
I do like Sugar Sean, but Sugar Sean's only loss is to Chito Vera previously. So this is like a rematch. The only guy that's ever beat him. So
we'll see. Who else is on this card here?
We got Dustin Poirier.
Which one is this? 302 or whatever?
I think this is 299? 298 maybe?
Yeah, it is.
But, 299. Yeah, so we got Dustin Poirier versus Benoit St. Denis, and then Kevin Holland versus Michael Page, who just came over from, what was he in? Was it Bellator?
Bellator, super
flashy F1, guy that was sponsored by 50 Cent. So this is his UFC debut. And then Gilbert Burns. Piotr Jan versus Song Yadong. So,
yo, Song Yadong.
Car, dude.
I've been waiting for that guy to fight.
What's that?
For Curtis Blaydes in the prelims, dude. Curtis Blaydes
would
be a lot higher ranked, I thought. He's number 5.
No, that's how stacked this card is right here.
Yeah, this is a fucking crazy card. God damn. Rafael Dos Anjos. Oh my God, bro. Yeah, there's some fucking hitter. This Felipe Lins guy looks like Pedro Pascal.
Literally.
Yo, Robles Despain, bro. He's a Cuban. We got to watch this Cuban fight. Ooh, that's a dark Cuban. Just so you know, when I say I'm a black guy. There you go. That's your proof right there, Daddy. Maybe we might not look a lot alike.
You got the pass.
We're blood, dude.
But that's it. Yeah, I mean? Exactly.
We're related somewhere.
Yeah, you could pass.
Communists fucked our parents at one point or another, or grandparents or great grandparents.
The family lineage has.
And so we're related somehow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Maybe I'll bum the fucking code off my brother or something.
Oh, yeah, all right.
If I order it, I can watch party it in Discord or something.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, you can. Just share screen.
Send you a picture of my balls or something, dude. Yeah, I got to even it out.
All right, watch
party. I don't know how that's good if I can figure that out.
That'd be sick. Watch it with the boys. Voice chat.
That would be pretty
lit. At least
lit.
In the boys. Yeah, I was going to say, at least in the boys.
The boys.
That'd be fine.
Fuck.
Do not have a problem with that.
Oh my goodness.
I think that's all I got.
You mind if I take a piss real quick?
Break time?
Let's
say a little break time.
A little break time. It's a little break. Let's take a little break. We work so hard.
All right.
There you go. Tip.
Yeah, thank you.
I got a tip for you. Bam.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Be back. Knight's news.
Knight has news for us. All right, see you.
Jay's on my feet.
Are you freestyling?
No, I don't know. It's a juicy J.
Oh. Fine.
You listen to the Kanye album yet?
Dude, no. I listened to bro. Fucking...
I'm digging it tomorrow.
I listened to two Mitch's, two songs of Vultures 1. I listened up to his up to when I heard his fucking stupid daughter talking.
Well, that one's not good. The Page on is dope. That's one of my jams. The Beautiful Big Titty Butt Naked Women Don't Just Fall Out the Sky, you know. That shit's hitting.
That's the name of the song?
Nah, the song's because it's such a different chorus. I think Back to You, Back to Me or something like that is the name of that song. Back to me. Cause yeah, Dollar Song.
Fuck.
He sings.
He
really does.
Do shit.
Really dude. Sings.
You know, he really sings with or without fucking whatever T-Pain.
Yo, I was just watching some T-Pain. Because I'm all into AI right now, right? And they got this thing that you can, hum into your mic. And it'll put the MIDI notes, put them in the right order so you can change the instruments. If that makes sense to you. Like, you could hum. And then it would play that exact melody with the piano. Or you could do a fucking trumpet or whatever the hell. So there's all these just crazy fucking techniques now coming out.
AI is changing it, dude.
It's fucking crazy. Like, the sampling game is totally going to change. There's going to be a new sampling revolution because of this stem separator
shit. Samp revolution.
Like, the MPC is coming out with a stem jaunt. Stem separator. So you could take any song you ever heard and just separate the fucking drums from the vocals, from the bass lines. I've been getting some crazy bass lines just from old songs. And you can change them up enough. No one will ever know.
I'm going to start doing that to the Street Fighter songs.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm lying to you. I'll do it.
I'll put the beat on it.
You do it. I still haven't done our song. I just don't have time.
I got like three tactical shogun or ghostical shogun tracks.
I know. I need to get into it. Yeah. I need to fuck around with it. I just don't, you know, maybe I'll dedicate more time to it now that I'm...
It's tough, bro.
Trying to figure it out. It's, you know, it's a balance. And then I'm a little tired and then I fucking whatever.
Ninja Kamui?
Go watch that Ninja Kamui thing I posted.
I'll watch that shit. I got Spirited Away above it, I'll be honest. I think on my list. That sounds pretty dope. Although Knight be trying to sell everything. Not everything lasts.
Night do but be so
it away, I think does look sound pretty good. I was a big Labyrinth fan, that's why. You should watch that movie. I think we still need to bring that segment. Labyrinth?
Give you I don't even know what that watch. Means.
It's a movie, bro. Jennifer Connelly's in it, looking their hottest.
I don't know who that is. That lady's older than I care to look at.
She still looks okay. But, yeah, that was like my first big crush, I think. Based off that movie.
God in your preacher show looks like Santa Claus, by the way. I hate to spoil it.
Well, I don't know. Is that the real God, though? Because they already did this whole thing where they were trying to talk to God. They got God. And then preacher was like,
I don't know.
You pick your nose. Are you really God?
I just saw a picture.
Oh. He's like, all right.
That might be the guy you saw already.
Yeah, I think it might have been. Because it did look like a kind of Santa Claus-y type of figure sitting on a throne.
Francis Ngannou just got knocked out by Anthony Joshua a few hours ago, which is fucking sad to see.
What, that's a fight too? It's already happening? I thought it was tomorrow night.
No, that's tonight.
Oh.
Hey, did you see that? Anthony Joshua knocked out fucking Ngannou.
I did see that. I watched the knockout.
Ngannou folded like a fucking shirt, dude.
That's
unbelievable.
I was really rooting for him. He had fucking Tyson training him and everything.
Uh-oh, that's not a good sign for the
Well, this is only, that's Ngannou's only, his second fight in boxing.
Ngannou is an MMA fighter. He used to be a minor. He used to be
a heavyweight champion, bro.
But he used to be a minor with an E.
Oh. Yeah, in Africa.
He grew up in the sand mines.
Used to those miners.
That's why he's a fucking brick shit house. There's a video of him hitting that measure your punch machine, and the number shoots up to 99 so quick.
Yeah, they say he has the same amount of power as like a Honda Civic hitting you.
Yeah,
like that's how much he can generate with his fist. It's fucking crazy,
Civic
dude.
Specifically, that's interesting because at a certain speed, I don't think it would matter what kind of vehicle it is. So.
Yeah, there's more weight behind it, silly. What do you mean? That makes no sense.
The power of a car, dude, in general, is fucking insane.
Yeah, I like that better. Okay.
Power of a car in the palm of your hand.
Oh, my God, dude.
That'd be dope. I always wanted the Bruce Lee, like what was the little punch he could do with just his finger?
Yeah, punch? Same with Uma Thurman.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
I can do it right now. I'm going to split this Yeti cup in half here. Hold on.
Ooh, let's watch.
It happened.
But can you split a Stanley, bro?
Can you split a Stanley? Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You
pick up National Women's Day.
My wife has a Stanley, and it makes me sick. Nah, I don't really.
I'm not a fan of the trend.
Nah, it doesn't bother
me. My daughter got one.
Can I be honest? I hate to be this guy. My wife really did have a Stanley before they really, really got to like where chicks were selling their fucking kids for them.
Early adopter.
My wife's a little bit of trendsetter. No big deal or nothing.
In the trailblazer. Let's go.
Tastemaker, dude. There you go.
Yeah.
A pioneer, if you would.
Ooh. Yeah.
And now everybody's talking about the lead in these things, and I'm a little worried. Now I'm like, oh, man. She's now been sucking on lead longer than these other people.
Be honest. Drinking your fluoride water out of lead cups.
Exactly. No, I got the RO system.
God damn, dude.
I got the RO system, the reverse osmosis. Ain't no fluoride here. Okay. You keep that shit.
Good. Yeah, I don't trust the bottled water, though, to be honest anymore.
You can't. They've been sitting on our barge for how long, dude? You got how many microplastics you got in there?
24 bottles, so it's like, why is this so cheap? It seems shady.
Because your wiener's shrinking because of it. That's why. You got to buy spring water.
Is that why my wiener's so small?
Oh, your wiener's getting small because you keep drinking bottled water, Knight. You got
to. Now I know who to blame, dude. I always thought it was because I was Asian. It's the fucking water bottles, dude.
No. Well, the Asians were the early adopters of water bottles, and you see, that's what it is. It's just
and micro penis for sure.
And that's what it is
from microplastics.
The two are definitely related. I think if you get rid of the plastic, you get rid of the peen, the little peen. You know what I mean? And then you guys will be the brothers one day, I think.
Ooh, okay, I can feel it.
Correlation already. Lines up, checks out. Yeah,
I did the math in my head.
Yeah,
that's a great line.
All right, what are we doing here? Let's get the fucking news going.
All right, let's get into
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God,
Women's Month.
I'm erect. Okay. I'm not erect. I'm sorry. Don't me too.
Yeah, don't do that.
I didn't know it was for that. You that hit better me with be your that pants at the last fabric, second, bro. Yeah. Oh shit. Fucking misogynist, dude. My first story was about Akira Toriyama. So we kind of covered it in the main show. Yeah.
Yo, rest in peace again.
Yeah. Rest in peace. So. We'll move on to the next one. But yeah. Sony confirms Ghost of Tsushima coming to PC.
This is going to be a good one.
This is one of my favorite Sony titles. And I think it came out at a bad time. It kind of got buried. It kind of got buried the year it came out. Yeah.
What was around it? I forget.
Yeah, what was around it?
It came out in 2020, I believe. So it was a PS4 release. So PS5 wasn't even out yet. And
they could have waited.
I don't know. That should have been a good year for it with the pandemic and all that bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I would figure.
Oh, no, Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, Last of Us Part 2.
Games. Yeah, everyone was hyped on that.
Miles Morales, Doom Eternal, Half-Life Alyx.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why.
Warzone came out.
Sorry, Ghosts.
Yeah, so it was
2020. That's crazy.
It was kind of a packed year. And I didn't revisit it until I think like the year after. I didn't play it till PS5. So, but fantastic game, dude. And the fact that it's coming to PC, Unchained for graphics, I'm going to play it again 100%, dude.
Are you going to play it again? I'm going to play. I got to finish it. I finished Act 1 and then I stopped playing it for whatever reason. I don't remember why. It's not because it's a bad game. Like, I love that it's so fun. I just don't remember why. I think I had, you know, it was early PS5 days. It was like one of the first games I'd played. And then
you were mashing through a bunch of games, I think.
I was just trying to play everything and everything all at once. I just wanted all the, you know, I was just doing this with the games.
You're overwhelmed. Double fisting, dude.
I want to play it. It's a great game. Ghost, I recommend it if you end up playing it. There you go.
Double fisting, baby. I said I got through like the first part there where you start off on the horse and you're going through the little beach thing. Yeah, I got through that.
That's the fucking. Oh, I mean, like, well, play the game.
It said the first part. I didn't say the first level or anything.
Yeah, the first part. Little, not the. I didn't think the first part was the story. First 4 seconds.
The intro story.
This guy watched the opening cutscene and turned the game off.
And I was like, I don't know.
I forget what
you said. I thought this was Yakuza Like a Dragon. What the hell?
I think you would like it, Ghost.
I think I will too. It's just one of those things I got to sit and just tell myself,
yeah,
play it, motherfucker, and stop getting.
And like I said, I didn't play it right away. I revisited it like a year or two at least after it got released. So it was on my backlog too.
This might be.
And
I only had it on PS4 too, so it's just
okay.
A sub copy.
So I'm excited to see the PC graphics. And another theme I'm excited about is I kind of dabbled in it, is the multiplayer. And I thought it was pretty fun on the multiplayer, but you know. So it's like a squad based like mission thing. So you would like take down bases together, and it was really cool doing it with like a team. But obviously on PS5, I only played with randoms, and the servers, it was a couple years after the game release. The servers weren't as populated as you know. So the PC release has me excited to try it out at least on PC and see, you know, group up with some people on Steam maybe, because it was fun. But just none of my friends were playing, so I kind of fell off of it pretty quick.
That's fair. It's a good game, man. I want to get back into it. If it's on the list of games that I need to finish. I need to finish Ragnarok still. And I need to finish.
Right. Yep.
God, dude, I'm so fucking like, I need to finish that game.
Well, this isn't until like May. So May 16th. And then I guess what? Next month, the month after that is Elden Ring DLC. June. May and June.
Oof. Fuck me. Elden Ring DLC is going to be so fucking. It's going to fuck me.
Gone.
You're not even going to see my family's fucking if I don't change my last name, dude, when that comes out.
I'm going to be busy in June. For sure.
I'm hiding. I'm going into the shelter. I'm become a hermit. And I'm just going to go live off into seclusion. And I'm going to have a little generator with a TV in the woods in the Amazon, probably. And, you know, I'll make a little hut that I can protect myself in. You ever seen? I've been really. This has been coming up on my Instagram, but there's like dudes in Africa that are like, yo, come, you know, whatever. They're out there. They show you their mud hut. And then when you go inside of their mud hut, the inside is a completely furnished, like, PC setup, like gaming room. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful on the inside. And it's like a man cave dream. But then the outside is made of mud, nonetheless. So I don't know how that works. And I don't know where these guys get one of that money.
That's hilarious.
It's all the guys that are doing. You seen the African thing going on around on Instagram now, where you pay these guys money and they like sing your girl happy birthday or whatever over there. They record a video of themselves dancing and singing happy birthday or whatever. That's how they're making all this money from this TikTok.
It's like
really
Cameo.
The world. Something like that. Yeah, basically, it's like Cameo.
The government got to ban this shit.
But
bro.
For we need this shit African banned. Tribes,
yeah,
they just sing like, happy birthday and do a synchronized dance. For your girl, and then they write it on a chalkboard and they fucking whatever. I'll send you some links, dude, or I'll send you maybe I'll buy one for you. I don't know.
Trying to get me a new girl, so send me a few of those.
That's the Riz, the Rizzler is what the
that sounds automatic. Insane.
Oh fuck! Yo, no I Kenyans, didn't know though. Riz was from Kenyans, charisma. Dude.
No,
you guys
Kenyans,
know that.
Please. They don't listen. What's up?
They don't listen.
What are you saying about Riz over there?
Riz is from charisma.
Yes, that's
why was that new to me?
I don't know.
No one ever said that to me. I don't know. Because I remember us talking about Riz at one point.
Riz is charisma.
Learning what it was, but yeah, I didn't realize.
I didn't know that
base of it.
All right, I'm sorry. I thought I explained that to you. Because
one of the young bucks at work was like, no, it's from charisma. And I'm like, oh.
You're like that.
Clicked. All the everything aligned in the brain. It was one of those cathartic moments.
You should go. I'd never spelled charisma. C-H-A-R-I-Z-Z-A. What the fuck, dude?
And you're like, no. No, you idiot.
That's funny.
God, these boomers.
Fucking boomers, dude.
What what else is going on? What's going on with Adult Swim?
What's going on? Sorry. What?
Yeah.
We're just talking about Adult Swim. Hold on, I didn't even get in the news.
This isn't I don't think Adult Swim has a bunch of heavy hitter games, but I thought it was interesting nonetheless. But Warner Bros. Is like sending out these warnings to Adult Swim game developers saying that their games are going to be removed from Steam, and I guess they've been super cryptic about it, and they can't fucking figure out why this takedown is happening. So
I don't understand, but why is it? Nobody knows.
There's like Warner Bros. Sound Dodger Plus.
Have we
First
played
Puncher?
Any of these games?
I don't think so. No, that's why I kind of led with. I don't think it's anything of significance, you know. But
yeah,
still
it's
kind
weird.
Of a.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, especially with how secretive they've been about it. It's just kind of they're sending out these emails saying, "Yo, your shit's going to be taken down." So,
And I'm going to say this, and this might not be the popular opinion. It might even go against what my morals, my true morals and beliefs are. Uh-oh. When we get down to it. But take them all down, dude. Who gives a fuck? When's the last time you go, yo, I can't wait to play that Adult Swim game? Oh my God, I love that. Yo, I got to get another 40 hours in on that you. Adult Swim banger. What the fuck's Adult Swim doing? Make TV shows and, you know, give kids that are, you know, rejecting their parents something to watch in the middle of the night and shut up. And that's it. That's all you need to do. You don't have to fucking make a goddamn game, dude. Stick to what you know. Weird. I don't know. I don't see the problem with this at all, to be honest with you.
I don't really either. Like, it's not a big pull in terms of quality of games, but it's still just strange.
It is very strange.
Yeah.
Especially with that they're being shady. I think that, like you said, that's the story, really. Like, why? Because there's so many other shitty games out there. But
there's literally
but Warner Brothers the one pulling it. Okay.
Lack of
Warner Brothers,
I wasn't paying attention.
So I wonder if it has to deal with, like, are they going to sell Adult Swim or something like that?
They're shutting
it
down.
Like separate from
that
it or some shit.
Starting to make sense.
That would be fun.
Now that I'm out of my smoke cloud here,
I would be very upset if that was the case.
The pieces here come together. That I mean, makes sense, though. That's my guess.
It does make sense.
I'm putting money on it. Who's going to take the...
I'm not going to take the bet. I'm going to lose. I know your fucking... I know your gimmick over there.
You got to try.
You only take bets, you're going to win. Oh, there, Ghost.
All right, is that what we got? Is that it?
Pretty much it, yeah. Was
there anything? That's all she wrote.
Go check out the State of the Union address.
Go watch the State of the Union and the Jake Paul fight.
Celebrate a woman this weekend.
Celebrate a bra.
However you do so... is up to you, but celebrate a woman in your own way out there.
People. Don't do it in a legal way.
Well, not... Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, lines.
Do it in a normal way. Don't be a creep. Be standing outside some lady you never had the balls to talk to at the shop, right? Her house. And then go, I love you! She's going to call a cop.
Here's an Ethiopian happy birthday dance.
Here's an Ethiopian...
yeah, I bought this for you! Come check watch this. My phone! Come here now.
Oh my God,
let's sleep
dude.
Together.
This is for you. We got to see if we get like a couple bucks together and make me make like a promotion and get these guys to promote Lost Boys. And then we
I'm sure.
And then we can play it at the end of the show or whatever.
Dude, that was sick.
Make it an African
Lost Boys cameo.
Oh my God, we'll talk off air.
Yeah. We'll get this set up. Be on the lookout.
So funny, dude.
All right. I think that about does it then. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight to the Lost Boys podcast. Check out LostBoysSociety.org to contact us. Check out the old shows and to join the Discord where you'll find us all week. Special thanks to the live viewers and chatters tonight. We are live every Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. on Twitch, Lost Boys Society. And of course, it's a podcast, so you can get us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Lost Boys and make sure you follow. Thank you guys for making this happen. Tack Knight. Love you guys. Happy Woman's
Day.
Hey,
I love everybody love you, here.
I love you like love I love you guys. Women.
I love you the way I love women back and hose. Men. Back hoes. I tell you what, you guys are front hoes, dude. Actually. You guys were in the front, baby. You guys are front loaded.
Ooh. those hormones.
Oh, W. Yeah,
baby.
W. With a W. W-H.
Okay, thank you.
Dick.
Thank you. Penis. Boobs.
Clitoris.
My darn phone is toned. Long proposed the long haul, AutoZone. All them slow, I'm on my own, and so I
speed along the highway.
Because I'm going crazy fast, 80 in the maybe. Throwing cash out as I pass crowds lately. Ain't no satisfaction except when I ain't me. The pace we lead hard to outpace me. Basically, too far out the box, out of space, MC. Lace the beat, save my speech. Come on, an eighth at least to send me away to peace. Nah, not yet. 88 mph is the way to get back to basics at least. 1986, the beats taste the tasteless. Too sweet, seems traced as we speed. The long racing jeeps take the street. Left and right, keep right, ain't no mistake, we free.